Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available at Vitamin Life, Marlene's Market, Sprouts, and other fine health stores, as well as online. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny. And hey, folks. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
And today on Conscious Talk, we're going to be chatting with Christy Lassen. She is the owner of Wild Birds Unlimited in Garner, Washington. And you guys know, if you've listened to our show, how much Rob and I love nature. So today's show, we're going to the birds.
Well, yeah, that's right. We're going to the birds. And our connection is, of course, Christy Lassen, and she is the owner of Wild Birds Unlimited in Gardner, Washington, and she's been in that location for 22 years. It's on our way out on the peninsula, on our way to Sequim, and that's where we discovered her. But, you know, she's always been bird-oriented, and her grandmother and her parents were bird watchers, and there was always a pair of binoculars on the coffee table at her house. She said it took her 3 years of nursing school for her to realize that she liked birds better than hospitals. I like that. And so she's been in Gardner, Washington, running Wild Birds Unlimited for 22 years. Christy, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, so we kind of got the background on your bird watching. Did you also fall in love with birds when you started bird watching as a kid?
I don't honestly remember like being in love with birds, but I've always had sort of a real enjoyment in noticing things in nature my whole life. Mm-hmm. When I started nursing school, I was in Boston. And I had to walk across the commons to get to class, and I walked with a group of students, and people tell me that this is my gateway bird. It was the Baltimore Orioles were in the commons, and I kept noticing them and pointing them out to people, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, did you see that bird? And everyone who walked with me was like, it's a bird, Christy. What do you care? And I was like, did you see it? It's orange and black, and it's gorgeous. And I definitely have always noticed things in nature, that, and it gives me a great joy to see birds and just to be out in nature.
Well, we really appreciate how much you do enjoy birds, and we've been in your store. And by the way, folks, they do ship things everywhere, so don't worry about if you went online to visit her store and then wanted something, because they can get it to you. But it was just a wonderful environment. We felt a lot of calm and peace and love in there for birds. So you say that birding is good for our mental health. How so?
Absolutely. There are studies out there that have been done on how being in nature reduces your stress, reduces your cortisol levels. There's a big connection between mental health and being able to see outside, spend some time outside, do some bird watching. It's good for us. And it's easy. Everyone can look out their windows and
right,
watch the birds for a little bit. Even in cities, or, you know, if you're not lucky enough to live in an area with a big backyard or access to woods or things like that, you can always just look out the window and see some birds, even in a city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, one of the favorite things that happens in our house is that, you know, we have a big cat who's an indoor cat. I mean, we take her outside for walks, but she is because of the large birds where we live, the eagles, et cetera, we don't let her out to roam. And you know, cats are not so great for birds anyway. But
absolutely,
we, but we, you know, we feed birds on both sides of our house. So we're surrounded. We have woodpeckers. We have hummingbirds all year round. We have all sorts of birds. I have heard that there is controversy about feeding birds. So where do you stand on that?
So my resources for finding out information about birds, I always go to Audubon or to the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. Right. Those are the people that are actually out there in the world doing scientific studies on birds. Their studies show that bird feeding at a feeder actually only makes up, at the very most, 20 to 25% of a bird's actual diet. Mm. Birds never lose their natural instincts to forage. They never lose those natural instincts to migrate. They get the things that they need from nature, as well as supplementing their own diets at bird feeders. So birds don't become dependent on us. They utilize us to make their lives a little easier, I believe.
Yeah, they're smart.
We get a lot of good enjoyment out of that, too. But they don't become dependent on us. You know, it seems like they may be a little smarter than the humans out there. They don't tend to make the bird feeders like their main source of food. You know, it's kind of just a little supplement to their diets.
So is there a better time to feed? Should we, because we always feed in middle fall and into winter, and then right in the beginning of spring.
Yeah, before the bears show up.
Yeah.
Basically where
yeah.
we live.
Yeah, and then we don't feed the rest of the spring or summer. Is that a good plan for, say, people that live in the woods, or is that a good plan for everyone?
Well, you can. I think it's probably a good plan for you because you don't want to encourage in bears. Bears, you know, definitely will wreak havoc on a bird feeding system. Mm-hmm, you don't want to encourage them to you know, visit yours or neighbors' bird feeders. You know, the less contact we have with bears, the better. Mm-hmm. I feed year round. I feed the birds year round because I get so much pleasure out of it. I love seeing birds fledge adult birds fledge their babies and bring them down to the feeders. We get to see woodpeckers come down with newly fledged babies, and they'll just set them on the bird feeding system and then just stuff them full of bird seed and suet, which is a great joy. I love seeing adolescent birds figure out bird feeders. For me, it gives me a lot of joy to watch those antics and to see the different bird species. I feed year-round, too, because you never know what's going to show up on your bird feeder. We had a customer in our store yesterday who brought me a picture of an indigo bunting on her bird feeder here on the Olympic Peninsula. She lives in Port Angeles. Indigo buntings are not supposed to be here. This bird got blown off course and ended up in her backyard in Port Angeles. And you can see it's on eBird, so you can check that out if you want to on the website eBird. But it's I think, the second sighting ever of an indigo bunting on a bird feeder here in Washington State. And you just never know what's going to show up, too, which is exciting for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also figuring out, I mean, for most of us, not knowing what's showing up is actually not recognizing what's showing up, because we're always curious about, you know, what kind of bird it mm-hmm. is. And when you mentioned the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, one of the cool things they have, you can download an app to your phone, and it analyzes bird calls. So if,
yep,
you know,
it will,
you're hearing.
It will tell you.
Yeah, yeah. That
I'll
is
tell you
really
exactly
cool.
who you're hearing. I love that. That's called Merlin. The app is called Merlin,
mm-hmm.
and it's fantastic. I went and visited my sister who lives in Ohio last year and sat outside almost for a full day at a nature center there and listened to the birds and just mm-hmm. used that app and listened to species that I had never heard or seen before. And it was really, for me, it was exciting. It was a perfect day for me.
Yeah, and I would say, too, and there may not be any scientific proof, but anecdotal proof, that, you know, being around birds listening to their calls, watching them is not only exciting, but I think it's soothing to our nervous system. How do you feel about that?
I absolutely feel that way. You know, there's a, I don't know what the actual name of it is, but in Japan, they forest bathe, or is it Japan? It might be Japan. One of another country does makes that like a priority in their in their lives, the forest bathe, and to be outside in nature and just to have a sense of calmness and peace around you. It's very good for your psyche, I think. Absolutely.
Yeah, and also then that means it's good for our health. Well, folks, we're here today with Christy Lassen, and she is the owner of Wild Birds Unlimited. Her website is Gardiner, G-A-R-D-I-N-E-R dot W-B as in boy, U is in you.
As in university.
Yeah. Yeah. Dot com. That's gardiner.wbu.com. And we'll be back right after these messages.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
Want more freedom, abundance, and love? Start your day with Conscious Talk.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and we always remind you, you can hear all of our shows for free on our website at conscioustalk.net. Every guest has a guest page, so just click on guests. You'll find them. Click on the archives. You'll find shows there. There'll be click-throughs and information about them, and you can go right to their site. And don't forget the podcast. A couple hours after the show, after our live show in Seattle, it will be podcast on all the major podcast services like Apple, Google, Spotify, etc.
So during the break, Christy, we were talking about, Rob mentioned when his mother died, she loved a couple birds, and one of them was red cardinal. And apparently, Rob, share that story.
Well,
I think it's important.
One of the things that we always felt, you know, birds are... There are lots of spirit animals. People have animals, et cetera. But we've always been felt a closeness to birds. And my mother had a real affinity for cardinals. And when she died, two cardinals showed up and tapped on our windows. which was, you know, just amazing. Yeah. So, you know, just to add a little spiritual
flavor here.
But, you know, birds are, we get so much joy watching them, trying to figure out what they're doing. And when I walk my dog, there are a couple of ravens that seem to walk with, they hop from tree to tree next to us on the trail, which, and they talk and they carry on. And I thought, gee, isn't that interesting? I mean, they seem to really recognize us.
And I have to share this owl story with you, Christy, and our audience, because Rob and I were walking down the trail one day, and all of a sudden we saw to our left an owl, and that owl flew right onto the trail, and instead of flying across the trail into the woods, it flew straight down the trail in front of us. And we went a few more steps, and another owl came out and joined it, and they were practically side by side, just flying straight in front of us down this trail.
Yeah, they'd stop until we caught up with them, and then they'd fly another 100 feet and wait
for us. It was so cool to see them fly like that and so close to us in front of us. So I wanted to let everybody know that story because that's cool. I have a question about
–
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I always feel really special, like privileged to see an owl because they are mostly nocturnal, you know, and to be able to have an experience like that is really very cool. I'll tell you something kind of funny. I walk my dogs every night after the store closes, and it's usually dark by then. And so this time of year, there's a lot of owl activity. And so I kind of hoot as we walk, you know, the dogs. And so we're walking the dogs, and I'm hooting away, and I get a response. And then this owl and I are hooting back and forth together. And I've done it now a couple of times in the last 2 weeks. And I was thinking about it the other night, and I was like, I really hope it's an owl and not just someone else in my neighborhood. Thinking that they're hooting at an owl as well. I always feel very special to have any kind of interaction with an owl like that. It's just
absolutely
very special.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, there have been a lot of studies on certain birds like crows and ravens and stuff and their intelligence and how they recognize people. So
definitely.
It always feels very special when you're able to communicate.
So, absolutely. Christy, we want to ask you about bird feeders. Is there a certain type of bird feeder that we should be aware of? Do they make a difference? Because I know you're very educational in your store.
We try to educate people on, we like to call it responsible bird feeding. You know, I mean, the main thing that you want to be able to do to a feeder to help birds out and be a responsible bird feeder is to make sure that you can clean that feeder. Having, you know, we don't want to eat off of dirty plates. Having a bird feeder that you can take apart and clean is really important. That's like the one main thing. There's lots of different types of bird feeders out there for lots of different types of food. But if you look to make sure that it's a feeder that you can take apart and clean, that's key, I think, in keeping the bird population healthy and being a responsible bird feeder.
Yeah, and that really, that brings up the subject matter of our local birds. You know, what are they up to now? I mean, it's that we've seen a lot all of a sudden. It's starting to feel a little like spring some days.
Definitely.
And then, so what's going on with our birds?
So we usually see our first Rufus hummingbird sometime in the last 2 weeks of February. For the last probably 20 years, the Rufus hummingbird has always shown up at our store in that time period. Last year, he was a little late. This year, the weather is a little strange. I haven't heard any reports of new Rufus sightings in the area yet. So with the weather that we've had in this past week where we got a lot of snow a week ago, and then 2 weeks before that, we got hit as well. So it may have sort of slowed down the migration a little bit and pushed it back, but we should hopefully see Rufus hummingbirds soon, and then usually right after the Rufus hummingbirds show up, the migratory goldfinch show up, And so we'll have a big influx of those guys. There's a lot of activity and movement just in the bird population right now because it does, everything feels like it's just right on the verge of spring. All the budding, all the little flowers are starting to pop up. Nesting is huge right now. Territorial disputes. The birds are out there looking for nesting habitat, looking for spots to call their own, potential mates they're looking for. And so it's a busy time of year for them.
Is there anything we can help them with this time of year?
Something good to provide is nesting material. I always like to tell people, you know, you want to provide nesting. If you want to provide nesting material, you want to put out something that's going to repel water and keep baby birds warm and dry. So don't ever put out dryer lint. Dryer lint, a lot of people think, is a great thing to use for nesting material, but all it does is absorb water and keep babies cold and wet. So natural cotton with the natural lanolins in it is great to use. Like alpaca hair is great to use. Wool, natural wools, anything that repels water and keeps birds warm and dry is a great source to put out for the birds. There is a little controversy on like pet hair. A lot of people have put out their pet's hair for birds to use as nesting material. Audubon is not recommending it just because of commercial flea deterrents that people put on their animals. So if you don't do anything like that to your pets, you can use their natural fur. We have a husky. She's a part husky, and she is a shedding machine right now, and we don't treat her for anything. She doesn't get flea treatments or anything like that because she's a primarily indoor cat or dog. And so she's providing a lot of nesting material right now.
Oh, that's great. And really quickly, we only have a few minutes left, Christy. What about food when we go to purchase bird seed or suet? Do we need to be aware of anything?
Well, the interesting thing about bird seed is that no one legally regulates it. Anybody can put anything really in a bag and label it bird seed and sell it to you. And so there is a reason why cheap bird seed is cheap. There are a lot of filler seeds that get put into bird seed that birds are not going to eat, but it feels great to get, you know, a 40-pound bag for $20. But if they throw all of that food that they don't eat in there on the ground, it's just a waste of your money.
Right.
I always like to tell people, be able to look inside the bag of seed you're buying. If it's covered up and not, you can't see what they're selling you, there's usually a reason for it.
Yeah.
So black oil sunflower seed is great to feed birds. Shelled peanuts are great for songbirds. Peanuts with the shells on them are great for like the corvids. If you're feeding stellar jays, they love those. The squirrels love those. Hulled sunflower seeds are great. White presso millet is a great seed to feed. And really, like, that's pretty much it. You can get some in there with, like, some dried fruit in there. The birds love that. Some suet nuggets in there. They love that. We have a blend that has added calcium carbonate, which is great for nesting time because female birds deplete their bodies of calcium to produce eggs. Mm-hmm. And so having a calcium source is fabulous for them. And, so just be able to look and see what you're buying. Know that birds won't eat filler seeds, and there's a lot of them out there, but they love sunflower seeds. They love peanuts, hulled sunflower, white presso millet. Those are great things to feed them.
Okay, well, folks, you have heard it from our bird expert, Christy Lassen. If you're on your way to Squim, you can stop in at Wild Birds Unlimited in Gardner, or you can go to their website, no matter where you are in the world. It's gardner.wbu.com.
We want to thank you so much, Christy, for being with us and for what you're doing for nature and the birds. Very appreciated. And folks, we appreciate you tuning in. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Power up with Conscious Talk. Radio that makes a difference.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.